This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I got a story I got to share with you, and I will when we talk after we talk about the Dogs, about what happened this weekend. You just never know who you're going to run into, and I ran into a really cool dude. Also, if you're just joining us, Falcons are not going to play Michael Penix or Kirk Cousins in the final preseason game. Look, it's almost like it's not news because we knew they didn't play in week one and week two of the preseason, but that announcement coming today from head coach Raheem Morris. And so that is official, and we'll continue to let you know the updates and what's going on because they did make a few moves, so stay tuned. We'll get you caught up on that. But right now, we got to talk some Dogs. All right, Connor Riley, Dog Nation, what's the latest and the takeaways from the Saturday scrimmage as the Dogs count down to the regular season?
Well, there's a glass half full version to a scrimmage, and then there's the glass half negative, which, you know, just always sort of seems to happen when you're going good on good. The positive is that the offensive line seems to have had a really good camp. They've avoided injuries so far for the most part. You've seen some positive steps. I don't know that there's been another player that has been practicing with Georgia that has had a better set of practices than freshman Juan Gaston. This was a guy who was a late riser in the recruiting process and made it big jump up with a five-star per 247. And he looks to be at the very least a contributor and potentially a starter at the right guard spot. And now I know that might give some people some pause. Andrew Thomas was a freshman starting right tackle on the 2017 Georgia team that went to the national title. And I think if that offensive line is healthy, I believe enough in the talent to where they're going to be able to do the things they need to do, i.e. run the football well enough, to where the offense, at least in the same vein, was not the concern that it was a season ago. Conversely, defensive line was the question that I had the biggest, or the position I had the most questions about going into fall camp. And I think after these last 2 weeks, that question not only has persisted, but maybe even gotten bigger. Yes, oh. You know what you have in Christian Miller. You know what you have in Xavier McLeod. And the freshmen, Elijah Griffin and J.J. Hanna, have had some nice moments. But it's like that next wave of like Joseph Jonah Janye, Nazir Johnson, Eke Aboko. Those guys, I just have not necessarily had the camp that you would want them to have. And while the offensive line had a great camp, it does not sound like the defensive line has been as bright as it could have been, and much less to the championship standards that the 2021 and 2022 teams were.
I read your article about Jonel Aguero, who's always shown signs, but as you said, he just can't stay healthy. Is he going to stay healthy and help to solidify that secondary?
That's the big thing, and he knows what he has to do to get on the field. He's a veteran in that secondary, by all accounts, and it seems like we say this every August, as I mentioned in the article. He's had a really good fall camp. He is going to be Georgia's game one starter at the star position. I expect him to continue to do that against Tennessee, but he's a guy who he missed time last year with multiple injuries. He had a leg injury. He had a hand injury as well. And so, you know, he's a guy where you got some questions in that secondary where you bring in three players via the transfer portal. And at a place like Georgia where they don't lean on the transfer portal that much, you know they're only doing that if they expect those guys can come in and play right away. Well, one of those guys might be competing for Janelle Aguero's spot. This Georgia staff has always really liked what Janelle Aguero can bring, and to this point in his career has kind of followed Tyke Smith a little bit, where Smith, yes, he transferred in from West Virginia, came in with a ton of hype, battled injury and ineffective play his early years on campus, but at third year in the system, he really blossomed at that star position, went on to be a third-round pick by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this Georgia staff hopes that Janelle Aguero can do something similar in 2025 for them.
What about Juan Gaston? What's the deal there with the O-line?
He is a guy, Juan Gaston, who you just – they're all – you know, all these offensive linemen are big and massive, but he is 6'7", came in at around 380 pounds. Like,
wow.
They just are not humans that big. Obviously, when you're that big, you have to reshape your body. And in some ways, he's done that. Kirby Smart said last week he's lost about 25 to 30 pounds already, but he's still got a ways to go to be a guy that is going to be able to go out there and play every single snap, much less doing so at a high SEC level. So he's a guy that I do think, even though he's a freshman, can come in and contribute right away. But Georgia's going to want to be deep at that position, especially because you saw a year ago how injuries happen on the offensive line. They're still going to rotate between Michael Inouye, Daniel Calhoun, and Juan Gaston. But Gaston, a true freshman from Atlanta, Westlake High School, has absolutely made himself a force to be reckoned with on that Georgia offensive line, and that's a huge boon for that position group.
Connor Riley, guys, with us from Dog Nation, and his Dog Nation reported from the second scrimmage. More emphasis on the run game, and then will that carry through to the season? Because you know we always argue about Bobo, but you kind of touched on some of the issues on offensive line. Will this team be able to play that kind of balanced power football?
And that's something they absolutely want to get back to, where I think in 2023, when they averaged 40 points a game and Carson Beck was the starting quarterback, they ran for 191 yards a game. They were second in the conference. Last year, they were 15th in the conference, rushing for 124 yards a game. And I know that, you know, 70 yards, it's hard to conceptualize that, but they put so much more on the shoulders of their quarterback last year than frankly they ever should have, and obviously that impacted Carson Beck with the way he went out there and played and the turnover mistakes that he seemed to make. Kirby Smart has said time and time again this fall, they can't put that much on Gunnar Stockton's shoulders, especially as a first-time starting quarterback. They've got to find a way to find themselves in fewer third and sevens like they were last year and more third and threes, third and shorts, third and manageables, where you're able to have your entire playbook at your disposal, and that's somewhere, too, where Gunnar Stockton, his maneuverability, I think, is really going to help in that regard. So they've put all the emphasis in the world on that. It sounds like the offensive line has had a good camp. They've got a couple of capable running backs and guys who can do things. But I think if you're a Georgia fan, you're more than fair to be skeptical of what this offense is going to look like until you see it, and not just against Marshall or Austin Peay, but on the road at Tennessee, who had a very good defensive season ago, at home against Alabama. That's really when I think we're going to learn about what this offense is and what they're ultimately capable of this season.
Connor Riley joining us, talking all things Dogs as they get ready for the start of the season. Questions about the D-line? How did they fare? What was the word there?
Yeah, it's a group where you're waiting for some guys to it sort of click. You know, like, yes, Christian Miller, second-team All-American, you're not going to have to worry about him. Xavier McLeod, yes, he's a guy that's going to play a whole lot. And look, part of this is the standard for Georgia on the defensive line is so incredibly high with what they had in 2021 and even 2022 when Jalen Carter was around. Georgia just right now, it does not seem to be there. Now, can they get there? Yes, they've got the bodies to do so. They've recruited that position very well, and Trey Scott has shown that he can develop defensive linemen in his time here at the University of Georgia. But right now, I don't believe this is a championship-caliber defensive line. Mm-hmm. And now they've got time to get there, obviously. But as we start the season in 2 weeks, this is the group where Georgia's going to have to make the biggest leap from where they are right now to the end of the season. I know there's a ton of talk nationally about Gunnar Stockton and what he's going to bring and what's going to, you know, be on his shoulders. Whether Georgia wins a national championship or not, in my mind, this year, it comes down to just how great, not just good, but great can this defensive line be.
It is our man Connor Riley from Dog Nation. The reports out of the scrimmage were that Gunnar Stockton solidifies the starting job. Was it that he was that much better? Puglisi wasn't that good? Bit of both?
I think it was just Gunnar very in control when he got his reps there in the scrimmage. It's been nothing against Ryan Puglisi. I think he's continued to have a good August camp, whatever you want to call it, set of practices. I think those first two games for Ryan are going to be really, really big because you hope that Georgia gets up big and he's able to get some game rest. Because for as much as Georgia likes Ryan Puglisi and what they think he can ultimately develop into, he's still never thrown a pass in a collegiate game. And I know Gunner didn't necessarily look great last year against Texas and Notre Dame. Those are two of the four best teams in the country based on the way the playoff played out last season. So I think with Gunner, he's in control. It's the benefit of, and yes, he hasn't played a ton at this point, but he's been in the system for 4 years. He's known Mike Bobo much longer than that. They love what he brings to the table from an intangible point of view. And Gunner, those first two games, I expect him to go out there. You know, he's probably not going to light the world on fire statistically. But Georgia, when they go to Rocky Top on September 13th, I think they're very confident and very comfortable with what Gunner Stockton can do in this offense.
Are you telling me that things are going to start off slow here for the O? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't think they're going to come out guns blazing. I don't expect, 400 yards passing and 200 yards rushing in those games against Marshall and Austin Peay. Now, Marshall is going to be very bad this year. A lot of their team up and left to follow Charles Huff to Southern Miss. But I think for how good this offense is going to be and what it ultimately can be in 2025, we're waiting until that Tennessee game. And that is just maybe more of a personal thing in terms of knowing this program, knowing, they're not going to try and do anything big or reinvent the wheel in those first two games where they don't necessarily have to. But once we get into SEC play, that's where you need to see this Georgia offense come to life. And look, slow starts were an issue for Georgia last year. Mike Bobo spoke about it when we got to talk to him in August. It's not necessarily that they're going to play poorly or I foresee that. I just don't expect them to go out there, go tempo, try and score a gazillion points. I think they're going to do ball control and sort of go out there and win the way that Georgia comfortably knows how to do.
So when do we get the big breakout performance from the transfer wide receivers? That comes in the heart of SEC play?
I think that's ultimately what you're going to see. Now, they might make a play or two in those early games. I know they love what Zachariah Branch has brought to the table. Noah Thomas early on was really turning heads in terms of what he was able to bring from the outside. But in terms of making, a noticeable impact, because I don't think there's a Georgia fan out there that is going to have big takeaways from games against Marshall and Austin Peay in terms of what can be accomplished this season. That Tennessee game, and look, Tennessee has a lot of questions about them. I know they named Joey Aguilar their starting quarterback this weekend. Their best defensive player, Jamon McCoy, coming back from an ACL injury he suffered in January. If Georgia's able to go out there and take care of business, like they almost always have in Knoxville, I think that's going to be huge for what this team can do, especially just because, as Kirby Smart has said so often, it's a really young team. And so to get that kind of confidence boost on the road early in the season, I think is what this team is ultimately going to need. And that's why that Tennessee game, even though it's week three and that's over a month from now, that's the game where I think we'll really start to see what this Georgia team can ultimately be in 2025.
Great stuff, Connor. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yep. You can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. This is the last weekend without Georgia football for a while. We're super excited that we finally made it through this offseason.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week. Good job.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. And again, Georgia Tech guys, we'll be talking some more about Tech as we get closer to their opening against Colorado. Brent Key, we were laughing. I saw this comment over the weekend from their final scrimmage of the preseason. It sounded, Carl, literally right out of George O'Leary, his former coach's playbook. He stated that the team looked like dog crap the first 100 plays of 125-play scrimmage. Said that they got to get tighter, readiness to play a game, way too many penalties, turnovers, missed assignments. So Brent is not going to be monkeying around with this. And again, he's got a lot of young players. We talked about how good they looked just a day or a couple weeks ago. But some of the younger guys making some mistakes, they will tighten that up on the flats.
You never know who you're going to meet. Find out about that story coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team.
Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Cut down day for every pro football team is going to happen. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game celebrating Cut Down Day, giving you a chance to win a incredible gift on August 27th, 4 o'clock, when the pro football cut deadline hits. We're going to be giving one lucky listener a Rolex Real More. It's your chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style, guys. For contest rules and to enter, visit 92.9thegame.com. So Friday, Falcons played the Titans. And I was like, I'm going to go check it out. I'll go up and I'm going to go check out the game, which was hard to do where I was. But I said, I'll go check out the game and go to one of my favorite spots. So Cabernet, Prime Steaks, Seafood, Spirits, up in Alpharetta. Love it. It's a great place. Got to give a big shout out to all the people there, including David and Brian McInnes, the owners, co-owners, certainly the general manager, Jason. But, Mike, I'm sitting at the bar. Walk in, GM greets me, great dude, his name's Jason, and he's like, oh, yeah, go ahead, man. And I sit at the bar because you can enjoy a stogie. And I'm sitting there. There's nobody hardly in there. It's early. And all of a sudden, a guy walks in, and there are four places reserved, and he sits down, and he pulls out this incredible lighter. And he puts it on the table, and I said, man, that is sweet.
Now, what makes it so cool?
Well, the design, and it's so unique, me being an aficionado, you don't see this kind of lighter anywhere. It was specially made.
Okay.
So I recognized immediately, you just don't get that from a regular cigar store. And I said, man, that lighter's cool. He says, yeah, man, check it out. So we're sitting there, and we started talking. He says, man, I got this last week. I said, really? He says, yeah, casually. One of my friends just went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, there's a conversation starter.
So I kind of do a double take. And he says, yeah, man, so this came from his after party. And the after party was incredible, but we had cigar makers there rolling cigars, and they gave everybody these special lighters. So now I'm looking at this lighter.
Giddy up.
Right? And it's got, like, designs on it. You're not going to find it. And because it was specially made. So I'm thinking, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, so you were at the Hall of Fame? He goes, yeah, man, a former teammate of mine. So I'm like, okay. Now I'm thinking, who the hell went in the Hall of Fame this last couple of weeks, right?
Right.
And I look at this dude, and I'm like, dude, I know you. And he's like, you do? And I'm like, no, but I think I know you. And he says, well, my teammate was Sterling Sharp.
Right.
And I said, oh, yeah. Sterling went in. His brother, you know, Shannon, they were right there. It was great. So he said, yes, we were at the after party.
So Packers in the 90s.
Yes. So we start talking, and he's like, hey, here's who was here, who was at the party. NFL did an incredible job. And I'm like, yeah, it's Don Majkowski.
The Magic Man.
The Magic Man. And literally, Mike, we hit it off, and I'm like sitting there like, Don Majkowski, what the hell are you doing in Atlanta? He's like, dude, I live here, man. I've been here forever. Super, super dude. We kicked it the entire night. So he has another buddy that shows up because Smitty, and a big shout out to Lulu, his wife, they're celebrating like their 30th. I'm not sure. I don't want to get it wrong, Lulu. Sorry. Their 30th or so anniversary. Maybe it was longer than that. So they come in, and they're great friends. And anyways, man, we're sitting there talking, and Don Majkowski, guys, if you don't know the story, and this is why football is so fragile, he's playing really well before Brett Favre gets there. Favre, obviously Mike is here. They make the trade. Don Majkowski, it's his ankle broke.
He was up for the – he was like in the MVP voting.
Dude, he was playing incredible. And an ankle gets broke. That's it. Favre comes in. You guys know the rest of the story. Majkowski's contract was up. He goes on. I think he played. He said Colts. He told me Colts. Yeah. And yeah, and Detroit a couple of years later. Had a really good career. But super guy, man. And I just want to give him a big shout out because he was so non-assuming. But that story, when he sat down, I was like, yeah, teammate went into the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, who the hell's your teammate? Sterling Sharp. Oh, now it makes sense. And by the way, I said, were you guys any good? He said, man, it was me and Sterling. And Sterling and me, and he was like, they didn't have another wide receiver on the other side. And he was like, so think about what happened with the Packers. He leaves, right? Packers, Brett Favre comes along, and think about what happened. Reggie White comes. Right. They start piling up free agents. They're drafting incredible, Mike, and then they win the Super Bowl in the mid-90s. That easily could have been Don. Obviously, timing and all that stuff works out, but got to give him a big shout out, man. And Cabaret is an unbelievable place. One of my favorite places to go because you can smoke at the bar. It was incredible. But that was a cool story because he was so non-assuming. And I'm like, the magic man.
Don's a great guy. He actually set me up with his au pair.
Really?
Back in the day. Yeah,
really?
When I lived in the real world house, Sandy Springs. Again, Becky, you can turn the radio off now. Yeah, Don, great dude. Again,
terrific.
I think he still lives in Johns Creek.
He does.
But anyways,
he
really, does. Really good guy.
Yeah,
outstanding. And so,
does he know that story or the real?
Oh yeah. I mean, if we get him on the show, we'll talk about.
All right,
yeah.
I'll hit him up.
Back in the day,
I'll hit him up.
Yep. So was it like guys are asking on the text line? Was it like a blowtorch? Was it like a Zippo? What made this light?
No,
look
no,
so cool?
No. It was a torch, but it was long, and the designs on it were special for those who were at this party.
Okay.
So I think they
custom made.
Yes, they made this specifically for the after party for Sterling and his guys that were going to be at this party. So. That's why I said you're not going to find it. You might find one shaped like it, but you're not going to find that particular lighter.
And it's interesting because we were talking about, you know, Don, because, you know, Brett Favre gets traded because he misses the team photo. Jerry Glanville, well documented, said enough is enough. They felt like he wasn't going to be on the straight and narrow here in Atlanta, goes to Green Bay, the rest is history. But that's where, you know, the strange twists of football, because Magic had been the man for
he
all
was.
Those years.
He was.
Had a couple of really good seasons.
Interesting stuff, man. 404-726-0929. Listen, when we're out and about, you just never know who you're going to run into. And it's crazy because Mike, just like you, you know, we're out places and we run into people all the time. And it was just crazy to think that, like, the 6 degrees of separation.
Right.
And, you know, obviously he's dibbled in TV and sports radio and done some stuff. But he's like, oh, yeah, man, you know, I know your station. I know what you guys do. And it was really cool to get a chance to chop it up with him. But I'll say this. He's high on Michael Penix. He likes what he sees of Michael Penix. And, you know, from one quarterback to another, and we've talked to Dave Archer and all these guys. Look, at the end of the day, I think quarterbacks know when other quarterbacks can play, right? Whether you get a shot, Mike, whether you learn or you get a chance to do the things that are expected. But he was talking, you know, a lot about Penix and what the expectations are. And he's like, man, I love the way this kid plays. Can't wait to see him. And then I said, well, yeah, you're not going to see him until the regular season.
Right. Put him on ice, as we learned from Coach. Whether that's the right way to go or not, it's the way we do it. As we said, we're not great in opening games. Only 3 wins since 2015. I remember that we had that run where Dan Quinn couldn't win a preseason game back when there were 4 of them?
Correct. That's right.
And again, as we said, it doesn't matter, but when you go and have like a 10-game preseason losing streak, I think you do want to at least get a dub, even if it is for guys who will be working for UPS, you know, once the season starts. That's one of the strange things about, you know, the momentum and rolling it into the regular season. Does it have anything to do with it? I heard Randy Mack talk about it. You know, when you've got veterans who know their job and know what to do, it's one thing. But when you've got a guy that, you know, you just want to create, you know, that chemistry, especially with the other receivers, since we're not going to see Darnell Mooney anytime soon. Don't know if that extends into the regular season. Our buddy Mark Grimondi, we can talk more about this in the Falcon Report at the top of the hour, but something you and I have been talking about a lot. But it's basically an article that ESPN published today talking about Michael Penix Jr. and the relationship with Kyle Pitts and how they're forging that bond. And I'd like to see if Zach has the confidence, and you talked about it earlier today. You had T.J. Yates was calling the plays from the coach's box, and it was Zach on the sideline for that game on Friday. But is Penix Jr., and can you get Kyle Pitts, Carl, to maybe fill in the blanks while Darnell Mooney finally gets out there?
Look, I'll say this. There are a lot of guys who like each other and have great relationships in the locker room. Doesn't mean they connect. You hope it does. But it doesn't mean because Penix likes KP and KP likes Penix that, Mike, they're going to have 10 touchdowns on the season. I would hope that that's the goal, But Mike, we don't know. Like, and the cool thing is, we go back to that first day when Penix spoke after, I think it was the first workout, and he was like, "Yeah, got KP the ball today. There'll be more of that."
Right.
He was putting it out there, knowing that we, along with a bunch of other people around the country, have been talking about why he doesn't get the ball as much. So he's trying to dispel that immediately when camp started. But let's be honest, it's just like with this whole not playing in the preseason thing. We won't know until the season starts. Like in week one, if Kyle Pitts goes for 6, 115, Mike, and a touch, then we can start having this conversation. Like, that, I can't tell you that it's going to be magic all of a sudden because he likes him. And I know they do like each other, and their bond is golf, guys. That's where they started bonding.
We know that Casey Washington, you know, has looked good at camp. Mooney's got more of a speed element to him. And we did find out that, you know, this team, we knew it. We found out, you know, kind of unequivocally that they kind of slow roll injury information. That's their prerogative. So right now we learned today that, you know, Jalen Walker's got a groin. It was a hamstring. So that's just another, you know, aspect to, unfortunately, not getting a chance to evaluate him with the first team defense. Albeit 11-on-11 at practice, he's not going to play in the preseason now because only one more game against the Cowboys. Some guys out there, Carl, will get a chance to say, "Hey, I got to play in the Cowboys stadium at AT&T. And that might be the highlight of their NFL career. Because this, let's be honest, we're not going to see any of the starters. It's going to be that depth battle for wide receiver. I don't know if we're going to bring in more pieces for offensive line. Man, that offensive line looked scary in the first half. It was ugly. A little bit better in the second half. Got the run game going a little bit.
Penalties. And look, I know you're not playing normally with guys that you're going to play with. But the second team has been the second team for the most part. There have been some guys that have been shuffled in and out. But that's preseason football, right? When you've got four fake starts, or false starts, should I say. And then what else did they have? They had two holding calls, I think, Mike, on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. You had an illegal player downfield. That happens. Passing play or running play or whatever. And it's a play action. Guy gets downfield. But those are penalties that come back to hurt you. So I just feel like my major concern right now is not Easton Stick. It is not whether or not Natron Brooks is going to make the team, who had an interception in this game. It is not whether Nathan Carter, who ran the ball really well, is going to be the third running back on this team because we have Bijan and Tyler. It is the fact that our number one first-round pick has not shown me enough. That's what my concern is. And you can tell me it's a nothing burger. Let's talk against Tampa week one. If he goes out, Mike, and has five tackles, solos, and a sack, then I'll shut up. But that's where I am right now about Jalen Walker. And I don't even know if that's the kind of performance I should be expecting with the injury he's been suffering from, knowing that he may go into that game wanting to play. Rob will want him to play him. The fans will want to see him, and he may be 80%.
Right. And as you guys know, with the hamstring, the groin injury, the only thing which makes it better, it sucks, is rest. You know, it just, guys, we've said it 5,000 times, and I'm sick and tired of it. We got some knuckleheads on the text line. Like, somehow this has turned into us killing. Well, it's Day-Day's fault. He put out the provocative question.
Listen, I will Dukes not Bell 929. Hey, I did, and I'm not afraid of putting that tweet out there.
But again, you're making it sound like we're throwing Jalen Walker and his groin under the bus.
No, I didn't. It's a legit question. Right. Is he the right guy?
Is he the right guy?
Yes, he's the right guy. He's felt to us at 15. He's a star talent. We saw what he did at Georgia, one man throwing guys around with one arm against Texas. He's got the worst timing for this stupid injury. Now, this isn't like the guy on the text line, "What, is he the next Troy Anderson?" No, it's an inconvenient injury to start his career. Now, if this goes on for 2 years, then he does become Troy Anderson, but I'm not prepared to go down that road yet. But it's like, anytime to say he's injured, that's not a criticism. We're simply stating he can't play. You're making that a criticism. You're throwing that out there.
What did you say to me in the offseason? Show me state. Missouri. Yeah,
right.
Carl Dukes. Show me state.
Right.
Show me, Mike.
But now you got Dog Nation going, "You guys are killing Dukes and Bell, are killing Jalen Walker now."
No, we're not.
Mike, Missouri, Bell. Show me. Carl.
That's right. Show me, Jalen. Right.
I do love James Pierce Jr. because I've seen him on the field.
All right, what do we have coming up in Guy
Hey,
Talk?
Man, we got our Ryder Cup. Why can't they ever make the Ryder Cup uniforms look like something you'd want to buy? It's like, I said this on Twitter. Have you seen them? They just launched it. It's like, last time I saw an outfit like this, I think my grandma was going to buy it for me at Zaire. It was 1978. We'll get into some of that. Ooh, Scottie Scheffler. Unbelievable magic. Is it time now to start comparing him, fair or unfair, with the kind of magic that Tiger used to produce in his prime? We'll get into some of that. It's all coming up in Guy Talk next on Dukes and Bell. Yeah. Mike, Missouri Bell, show me car.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We had a play is play. I was watching the golf on Sunday. Man, that was exciting. Watching Scottie Scheffler come from four strokes back to get the win. McIntyre was kind of like, you know, doing what he does. He's always pretty good around the leaderboard. The Scotsman, who's won some major tournaments, not majors, but big tournaments like the Scottish Open. But Scottie Scheffler was making magic. When you have something like that pitch that was just, or chip, however you want to call it, off the green, 80-plus feet, it's amazing. If you didn't see it, it sounded like this.
Scottie Scheffler, 82 feet from the hole. He's off the green left in the rough. Lifts this out of the rough onto the putting surface. Now bringing it down the slope towards the hole. Slowly moving. Now picking up speed. That's getting close to the hole now. Picking up speed. Getting close. Scottie Scheffler. And that is right. Get it in. He made it. Chip and birdie. Oh, my goodness. Do you believe it? Scottie Scheffler. Birdies. Hole out. 17. 15 under.
Amazing. Can't wait to see him. If you've never been to Eastlake for the Tour Championship, again, whether it's on the weekend or Thursday and Friday, a chance to have the greatest access with the top 30 golfers on the planet. It really is amazing, Carl. And who's going to be watching Scottie Scheffler? A ton of people, because he's creating these kind of moments.
What's going on with Scottie Scheffler? He is owning the PGA Tour. Big O said this. Tiger in 06 and 07 won at least five times in two consecutive years. He's put himself in that category with this win, which was his fifth of the year. Mike, he erased a four-shot deficit also. It's not like he won on that. Well, he did win on that chip. Right. But he also erased a four-shot deficit and made it look easy. Guys, Tiger had the intimidation. And if you looked up at the leaderboard, you went, oh, crap, here he comes. That's Scotty now. Here he comes, and there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm excited about the Tour Championship this week and to see if he can close this thing out. A lot of money at stake. And, Mike, we said this. They had those quirky rules for the last few years where your guy came in and you had a 10-stroke lead. It made it no fun. Now you got to come in and you got to win the tournament like you're supposed to. So I think it's even playing field from that standpoint, and he's going to be a draw, man. I, I, I can't wait to see how it plays out.
Hey, man, Scotty is definitely locked in for the Ryder Cup. Top six are there. There's a story I heard Drew Butler talking about this morning on the Steakhouse that apparently the guys that are locked in right now for the Ryder Cup team for the U.S. are apparently going to have a dinner Tuesday night. You heard about this already?
I did.
So what do you? So big shot. You know where it is?
No, I do not. I do not. But I did hear about this and that they're going to get together and discuss. Mm. But I do not know. And, Mike, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I want to know because, like, I might be tempted to just try to creep in. Are they in here? I don't want to know. But that is so cool that they're doing it here.
Right. Scottie Scheffler, J.J. Spahn, who's a Cinderella boy, you know, won the U.S. Open this year. Has been a great story. Xander Schauffele, Russell Henley, Georgia boy. A couple of Georgia boys. Harris English, Bryson DeChambeau, the one live golfer. Justin Thomas will likely make it. He's at 7. Those guys are locked in. Colin Morikawa, here's where it gets a little more different and a little more interesting. Will they discuss in this meeting, maybe Keegan Bradley, you can be player captain.
Ooh.
And the guys that are assistant captains who walk around with the walkie-talkies who just go, we're a two down in this group. I mean, I always get a kick out of the Ryder Cup. Everybody in the golf carts riding around with their walkie-talkies like, okay, what do you need? Well, you need him to win the freaking match. You know, you can't sub him out in the middle of it. It's not like it's a coach. Get him out of there. You know what I mean? You're going to change the defense in an NBA game. But anyway, I'd like to see Keegan Bradley, who's number 11 in the Ryder Cup standings, has been top 10 in the world, be maybe the player captain. Because Brian Harman, loved the guy, British Open champ, another George boy. He might be a little too little because you got to have some serious length at Bethpage Black.
You're right about that. And that's why these pairings are going to be so important when you start talking about. I mean, listen, we'd like to think that they're all great at everything. This is where you find out and kind of figure out, Mike, that mixing and matching of putting a pair together that's going to be competitive because this guy, he's a great putter, great finisher. He's a great, you know, tee to green guy. You just have to figure it out. But can I mention this real quick while you're talking about this? I'm over Ricky Fowler. I mean, Ricky doesn't even make the top 30. He's not going to be. Mike, what is the deal? How many years have we been talking about Ricky Fowler?
He had a chance, and you blew. He had a chance, and you blew it. Down the stretch, they had that live ticker showing you top 30 for guys who don't know how this works out. This was the BMW that was up at the Caves in Maryland, and again, only the top 30 come to Eastlake. So he was on the cusp of that, and he started missing some putts. Look, good looking guy, marketing machine. He'll always, you know, make a ton of money because people want to pay to have him represent him. But he's just that guy. The high watermark for him was one of the players, right, back in the day.
That's right.
The guy, interviewed him a million times, and my wife was like, you know, she even said it. She goes, so good looking, so average, you know what I mean, as far as his golf game. So it was frustrating for some of these guys that were on the cusp, and they don't get to make it now to Eastlake. They'll be wearing these outfits, by the way. Have you seen them, and what do you think? Ralph Lauren does the outfits. Why can't they just do something clean, like white slacks, you know, blue, dark blue, you know, a flag on it, American flag?
Just simple.
Yeah, I said to Carl, it looks like something like, you know, that Fuzzy Zeller would have worn in 1978 or Hale Irwin. I mean, it's like 70s tacky. Day-Day, take a look at this. Look up the duds for the Ryder Cup. To me, it's too much. One even looks like a Zubaz shirt. You see that one pattern? I'm not feeling it, man.
The logo has not necessarily changed. I told Mike I always get like a Ryder Cup hat. We were going to go a couple of years ago when it was up in Wisconsin, Mike, and we came close to going, and then I didn't.
Is that the one at Whistling Straits?
It was. And then this year you said Bethpage Black, and I'm like, dude, that's going to be an insane atmosphere up there.
Because for those who don't know, again, not everybody who listens to the show is a big golf fan. The Ryder Cup is the best of Europe. It used to be way back when. It was just England. But we'd smoke those guys, so they expanded it to all of Europe. And so now when we go over to Europe, man, Europeans, they bring it. Crowd really gets after it. So now, here in the States, in New York, at Bethpage, oof. They get, I mean, that is a raucous New York crowd. They call it Bethpage Black because just like a ski resort, it's the black course. It's the most difficult, and that's the place where guys will camp out in their cars to get a starting time. It's basically a public course, but it is something that is really not one of my faves, I mean, aesthetically, because it's too damn impossible.
It's hard.
It's a typical, like, U.S. Open course.
It really is hard.
Right?
Yeah, I agree. But the atmosphere, and that's what the Ryder Cup is all about, and look, we got to handle business on our home turf. That's the other part about
right. This. Right. Day-Day, what do you think of the duds, man? You shell out $100 for those?
No.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. You feel me on that? Just something clean.
Oh, get your hat and your shirt for Ryder Cup, man. Come on.
No, but you know what? I will say, though, I felt out of place. I was at a social event.
Okay. Do tell.
I don't want to give up too much information
because
I don't want people to feel away. But there were so many, like,
snobs,
PGA, you know, or just master golf shirt, and all these. I had on a polo, but it was just, you know, it was Hanes. Right.
Hey, man.
So,
no shame in that.
So, no, I really was kind of like, maybe I should at least get one.
Upgrade?
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, man. A couple guys are sound off. I got the images up at Mike Bell ATL. You can take a look and hit us back. Ralph Lauren, years ago, it was, I forget where the course was, but it was the golf. I remember the captain of the team that year. I think it was, Corey Pavin, and his wife had done, she did the deal for the shirts and the duds, and all the players hated him. This is also a giant show for the wives, by the way. You've seen this.
I have.
All the dinners and everything. So I was like, meow, meow. So there's always an aspect to this, so we'll see where this one goes. Anyway, but it was a compelling story. We'll be at the Tito Stillhouse tent, which is generally, if memory serves, Carl, between 15 green, that peninsula green in the lake, and the 16th tee box, generally right next to where the PGA FedEx store. Cup store is. That's where we'll be.
The merch store. Yeah, man. Right. And we have a great time in there.
Andy Randy will be there, then we'll be there on Thursday, Friday.
It's a lot of fun. It'll be good to be back in there, Mike.
Damn right. I was in Italy last time. I missed out on it.
Well, you didn't miss the Stillhouse.
You missed out on the flowing vodka.
We had another spot. But it'll be good to be back in there, seriously. And come through and see us, man. If you're going to check out the PGA at East Lake and certainly the Tour Championship, it's a lot of fun.
Hey, man, one last nugget while we're talking some golf. Ben Griffin, if you didn't see this, he four putts from 4 feet. Four putts, Carl. 4 feet. Which, if you didn't see this...
Ow.
Well, Scotty missed that 3-footer.
He did.
He had a 4-footer.
Did you see the way
back.
He looked at it? He was like, what? Did the hole just move?
Dan Hicks said that the greens are really speeding up here at the caves. So, yeah, really running high on the stemp meter. That's the speed. They have a meter for how fast the golf course are. Anyway, moving on. You ever had a crazy ex, and this isn't not to you personally, but to anybody out there listening, never mess with a man's car. I did have an ex-girlfriend climb on the hood of my car.
I never had
and
that.
We tried to reenact in her mind the scene from Clint Eastwood in Magnum Force. When, remember, Dirty Harry's on the hood of the mobster's Cadillac.
Was she
not that I was going that fast.
Was she on your hood?
She was on the hood of my old car.
Were you trying to dispatch her off the hood?
No, I was just like...
Tell the truth.
Stephanie, would you please get off the hood of the car? I was late for work. So now I'm rolling down Maple Street in Southampton, and one of my buddies is a Southampton cop. And I get to the office. He goes, hey, because he's off duty. He goes, hey, I was just waking up. He goes, that wasn't Stephanie on the hood of your car. You were going down Maple Street. So that's the closest it came with me. Reason I bring this up is we've all heard horror stories of guys cheating on their ex, and their ex getting paint and writing something bad on the side of the car.
That's just dirty.
To let women know what he is. Well, a Kentucky woman, according to Barstool Sports, arrested and charged after destroying her ex-car with glitter in the AC unit. In other words, she got the hood open, poured glitter into the air intake, and then salt in the engine. This comes from WKRC in Richmond, Kentucky.
She did her research.
Yep. Madison District Court documents 31-year-old Stephanie Calchrist of Richmond arrested on Thursday, accused of inflicting nearly $12,500 in damage to her ex's car. Glitter in the air conditioning vent, cracked the windshield, cracked the rearview mirror, busted the vehicle's radio screen, and poured salt into the vehicle's engine. As we all know, hell hath no fury, as a woman scorned. And yes, she has the crazy eyes in the mugshot. For those who haven't seen, you can find it on Barstool Sports.
What was the breakup about? Like, what's the deal?
5'2" of ample bosom and brown hair, in case you're wondering. And she's grinning for her mugshot, like, ha, ha, I won't be ignored, Dan. For those who remember.
A banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah, I love a good mugshot like this one. Doesn't it specifically say what the boy... Does it matter what the boyfriend did? But, I mean, she did take it next level. That's a bit extreme, isn't it?
I'd say so.
Don't mess with a man's vehicle. That's not right. I mean, yeah, that's just not cool. Hey, Vegas, somebody jumped up on stage at XS Nightclub. And when? We've been there. Claiming to be Justin Bieber. He duped his staff. Hot nightclub. Have you ever been to Vegas? And again, I know Vegas. If you're not gambling, you millennials, or at least Gen Zers, you'll be at the club. He convinced the security staff and management that he actually was Justin Bieber. Things went so far, the club let this Justin Bieber impersonator get up on stage and perform. there's multiple posts out this on this on the internet. It did not take long at all for people to start posting videos and confirming this sure as hell is not Justin Bieber.
Oh my goodness. How did they not know?
Well, he looks like him.
He does?
I mean, he does look like him. And people, he gets up on stage and girls are all kind of dancing and they're moving and they realize, wait a minute, that's not Justin Bieber. This happens all the time.
It does.
You'd be amazed how people get away with this stuff. It's like that That remember that commercial that used to run? It was from Vegas Tourism, where the guys are all partying, a bunch of good looking like Latin guys, and they grab like a vase from the elevator lobby.
Oh yeah,
and they run around like they've got a cup for celebrating a championship.
And it's not them.
Don't be afraid, man. Just run with it, and you know, just as we said, act like you belong. I guess would be the motto.
This
there.
Dude looks like he ate Justin Bieber. This guy
would you stop it?
Well, if you can find the audio, play it. I don't know if he's like, you know, just doing like, yeah, because I guess most of these guys, I hate to tell, let you in on the secret, they're singing to a track. Okay.
Really?
I mean, some people would say that, you know, girls would be like, it's good. He's just drunk.
He's like doing like kick things on the stage, like the little kicks that like Elaine did in Seinfeld. There's no way. There's no way.
His dance moves literally looks like Elaine doing the Elaine dance on Seinfeld. Hey, let's just say he's devoid of rhythm. There is your guy talk on a Monday on Dukes of Bell.
Speaking of cars, real quick, one of my favorite bits ever. I know you've heard it, Mike, because you love comedy like I do. But Richard Pryor talks about killing his car.
Yes.
You ever heard this bit?
Have you had the engine go blanket?
Yes. And talking about somebody messing up your car, but he's like, my wife is going to leave. And I was like, you ain't leaving in this car. And he shoots the tires. It's a true story. He shoots the tires out. And then he said the cops showed up at his house, and it's a funny bit, man. But
they don't kill cars; they kill.
Yeah, yeah. So if you've never seen it, one of the all-time greats. But talking about messing somebody's car, Mike, you cannot put glitter in somebody's intake.
No, there was a bit. Now again, I always. By the way, I mean, can we ever invoke Bill Cosby bits without all the weirdness subsequent to Bill Cosby?
Look, because funny's funny, man.
Funny's funny. When I was a kid, the Bill Cosby comedy records, I had all those. He did the bit when he was, I think, their first child. His wife's water breaks, and it's in his brand new Ferrari. And he's driving to the hospital. It's a funny bit.
It's anyway, funny.
That's guy talk.
Funny is funny, man. All right. Nice, O. Very nice. We're coming back. The latest on the Falcons and who wasn't practicing again.
Here we go again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.